the Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sarm Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got wore you that standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode that actually is Live from the Lair! Today we're going to be talking about the January 6th craziness. And if you've been paying attention, FBI has been filing lawsuits to avoid accountability. Now, we have almost 1,500 individuals who are involved so far with the FBI and the lengths they went to basically steamroll these individuals. And we are in communication with one guy that was actually in the basically locked up for 4 years, but we have a situation with him. We have a couple other guys we're trying to track down, one of which, now this is just rumor control, who spent several years without even being arraigned, which is unacceptable, especially if you are at the federal level. That's usually done on purpose.
Many of them did.
Yeah. Most of it is there to, break your morale and, you know, make you take a plea. That's how the game works. All right. Now, I personally would like to see the list made public of all the FBI agents that were involved in this fiasco because, in my opinion, what was done during the dictator-in-chief years was the equivalent of sicking, just no other way to say it, other comparison I could make it, basically SS officers going after individuals. I mean, they did that, you know, prior to World War II and during World War II in Germany, Nazi Germany. And I really don't want to have a bunch of guys who have that kind of power that just fall back on, I was just following orders, because that didn't really work out for the people in Nuremberg. And we need to make an example so that it never happens again. We cannot have the Justice Department weaponized against our very own citizens. I mean, it's not just FBI, it's the other ones as well. ATF and all the other alphabet agencies have way too much latitude, way too much power, and so little oversight. A lot of them have this thing called qualified immunity, which was not actually a law. It was cooked up by a couple of judges a couple of decades back. The best way to correct this is we're going to have to, you know, drag people kicking and screaming into the light and hold them fucking accountable for what they've done. I'm not even kidding here. I mean, some of the stories that I've heard in the rumblings in the background, you know, doing what I do, it's infuriating. Because 60% of what I do here is rumor control. It's just people telling me stuff that they hear from here, this. You know, I can't really go on the record officially with a lot of the stuff because it's rumor control and it is what it is. But on those few occasions when I can actually get somebody to talk to confirm said rumors, you know, I like to do that. And we had that one guy from, Department of Homeland Security. We had him on at a...
Oh, the FEMA guy?
Was it FEMA?
When was this? During the floods? During the hurricanes?
No, it was another guy. I'm trying to remember, but he's since passed away.
That was the FEMA guy.
That was a FEMA guy, yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of scary out there. And, first of all, when you have a country that doesn't trust their government, fears their government, and then you have a government taking reprisals against its population, that is a recipe for disaster. I do not want to see it come to that. And we have to upset the apple cart in the next 4 years and expose all of this horse shit to the utmost degree. And the best way to do that is we need to talk about it using as much truth as, you know, we can, and educate the people out there. I mean, this is reprehensible. It really is. And I can recall, like, when I got done with my college in 96, I put in somewhere between 13 to 20 applications for law enforcement, federal law enforcement, intel agencies, up until I left for Iraq in 2004, and I was the wrong color, the wrong sex, the wrong politics, and I was pretty upset about it. But looking back on it, I think it was the universe saying, "No, we got something else in store for you, Pop. We're not going to put you in that line of fire." And, you know, yeah, it sucks right now, but, you know, you'll see the favor we did for you down the road. And I'm seeing that. I have a lot of gratitude. So there you have it. All right, Battledorf, bring it in.
Who did what now?
What?
I'm right here, man.
Battledorf.
Let's try this layout for a minute. We haven't used this layout. Always using that other layout. Let's do this one for a second. The button pushing monkey shows up. Then this gets cramped and crowded, and I don't like it so much. Look, the guy that we're going to have on tonight, his name's Sam, but he is in New York. And the state of New York has him bound over on probation. They're trying to throw charges at him. They don't have grounds because what happened to him was the result of a federal raid. So anything the state of New York has after that becomes fruit from the poisonous tree. What that means is they didn't have a warrant. Anything found in that apartment, what they found was a 30-round magazine for an M16 that he lawfully owned.
Uh-huh.
And they're calling that an extended magazine or an illegal magazine or something like that. So they've held him for that, and they charged him with that, and they got him probation. And he's stuck in the city of New York and can't find work because in the city of New York, you've either got absolute Bolshevik pricks.
Drink.
You've got – we're starting early tonight. Just get fucking used to it because it's going to be this way tonight. You've got them. You've got – the leftist weirdos with the blue hair, or you've got the people who are afraid of retaliation from the unions, which are all run by the communists, or you've got weird New Yorkers who are like, "I'm just not having anything to do with the J6. If somebody found out, it would ruin my business." So he was having a hard time getting even freaking like minimum wage jobs. And finally, after we got all of this set up and we've been talking to him, and Pop and I had a couple of conversations and everything, yesterday at like 4 o'clock, he texts me and says, I got a job. And I'm like, this, you know, that is what it is, man. We cannot possibly hold that against you. We're happy to see that you got a job. That's freaking excellent. So that's where he is right now. He gets the full hallway pass on this one because the guy needed a job and now he's got one. And yep. And that's excellent. That's,
I mean, I'm butthurt about it, but what are you going
to
do?
But we can still tell his story and we can arrange for it to happen later. I'm going to have to ask you to knock the sand out of your pussy. And if you need 3 minutes to cry in the corner over there, go ahead. But then we have to get on with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And if worse comes worse, we can always do an impromptu interview and then upload it to all the
broadcast channels. Exactly. He didn't duck out because he wanted to duck out. He ducked out because the guy got a job. He really needed it. Yeah. He really needed it. So with that, let's move on to the business at hand, shall we? Supreme Court says NPR Web's Chicago. Last year they were saying this. I think they knew this was coming. By June of last year, it was pretty obvious that Trump was going to win because Biden melted down and Harris was drunk and Pelosi was drunker. That was the saddest election campaign I've ever seen in my life. Have you ever seen anything like that? I mean, all of Biden's cognitive functions just failed, and then Harris was just drunk all the time.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Biden had been out of his mind
since, oh, yeah, I know,
2016. Mm-hmm.
No. I completely agree with you. But it was around June of last year where he... like, really, there was no covering it up anymore. And they couldn't use body doubles or anything because he was so far gone. So anyway, NPR, this is NPR, a reliably leftist network, saying Supreme Court says prosecutors improperly charged some January 6th defendants. When NPR is telling the truth, you know shit's about to get scary.
Yep.
The U.S. Supreme... well, fuck you, NPR. Get that out of my face. Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court limited which defendants accused of taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot can be charged by federal prosecutors for obstructing Congress. The court's decision also places at least a cloud of doubt about two of the four felony counts, the election subversion indictment of President Trump. We won't get into that one right now, though. I just had a complete jaw malfunction. Everything just stopped working.
Okay.
I clearly need to drink more. I'm not.
Yeah, don't be such a Bolshevik.
Properly. I'm not properly lubricated. No homo. In an opinion by Chief Justice John Roberts, the court ruled that the government must establish that the defendant impaired the availability or integrity for use in an official proceeding of records, documents, objects, or other things used in an official proceeding. Prosecutors used a key criminal statute to prosecute more than 3 of the most violent participants in the riot. There was really no violence except by the FBI guys, just for the record. The statute had to, we know because we were fucking there. We had guys all over that.
Yeah.
there were guys on the ground that day.
There, I think there was like somewhere between 5 and 8 guys who actually did some violent shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
But we'll see.
The statute had 2 parts. The first part makes it a crime to corruptly alter or destroy documents and records related to an official proceeding. I don't know that they touched anything at all. One guy put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. The second part makes it a crime to otherwise obstruct or impede an official proceeding, in this case, the congressional counting of the Electoral College votes. They weren't doing that at the time. That's not what was happening at the time. That was to happen later that evening.
I'm so glad I did not go.
That actually happened. Yeah.
I'm so glad I left.
Yeah. That was an intelligent decision on your part to...
No, that was my spidey sense. That was evil Pop in the box. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Get a bad feeling about this. We should probably get off the fucking X. Get off the X.
Get off the X. Bob and I went down to Eastern Market this weekend, and we were at an intersection in Detroit that was particularly shady, and both of us had the little guy in the back of the head going, get off the X, get off the fucking X, man, get off the fucking X, man, don't stay here, run the fucking light, man, just go.
True, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, I'm like, oh shit.
My wife's in the car with us going, what's wrong with you guys? Oh my God.
Like, yeah.
No, really. That's the thing that happens. Sorry. Sorry you had to see that, honey. I love you. Robert said the statute was limited to the documents and evidence destruction, that the word otherwise was not meant to broaden the meaning of the law into a catch-all provision. Writing for the court majority, Robert stated the statute was limited to documents and evidence destruction, and the word otherwise was not meant to broaden the meaning to a catch-all provision. In a concurring opinion, liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the hell kind of a name is that? Wrote, despite the shocking circumstances involved in this case, the court's task is to determine what conduct is prescribed by the criminal statute that has been invoked as the basis for the obstruction charge at issue here. The other justices also chimed in. Basically, what this is saying is the prosecutors who dunked on all of these J6ers and put them all in jail, some of them were held without arraignment. A bunch of them were held without arraignment. A bunch of them were held on bullshit charges and not given any due process at all.
I mean,
the violations of the Fifth and Seventh, and I could bring up all the various ones. Eighth Amendment. The Bill of Rights violations in this were just egregious beyond all possible fucking imagination.
And side note here, I actually had some lawyer friends that Steve and I know actually look in the federal system, and
yeah,
there's been no lawsuits filed as of yet against the Department of Justice. So we're going to try to get a lawyer on the show to go through, explain why and what hoops they have to go through before that can make that happen.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can do that. I might know a couple of lawyers who might be able to do that. The one that I did know who could definitely do that died last year on February 13th.
Yeah, he got the shot. And then
while we were doing the show, I got a phone call.
Yeah.
That would have been handy. Way to go, Doug. Way to screw our show, you fuck. he would have appreciated that. He would have not taken that as abusive or disrespectful or anything. He would have been happy that we told him off properly. So anyway, here is the fella that we're going to get on the show eventually, either directly or in the video. I got it. I'm learning. I'm getting better at this. This is Sam, and this is called Through the Fire, My Story as a Patriot Jailed by My Own Government. I am going to read quite a bit of this because you people have to hear this stuff. This is firsthand stuff. I heard this from him during a couple of phone calls, and he went through
how many times? I talked to him twice for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. I had about an hour long conversation with him at one point. Mm-hmm. He basically went through, for those of you military folk out there, imagine a 4-year long sea level SEER course.
Yeah, it's gotta suck.
That is the maximum kick in the balls. I did the 10-day course, and the 10-day course was annoying as hell. You came out at the end of it going, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
This was 4 years of being gaslit, diesel therapied, abused, cells with shit and blood in the corner of the cell, like all over the cell, moved around at random, the whole nine yards. Let's get on with a bit of this here. On January 20th, 2021, I was arrested at gunpoint by about 30 armed FBI agents. This is one dude, and he was going out in the morning to get coffee. 30 FBI agents armed in fucking armor. You can see them in the photo down here. This is what they did to the guy. As I was heading out of my apartment to grab a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a hard roll with a dash of hot sauce and a black coffee, I was suddenly taken aback. It's several very specific. What?
It's very specific.
It's as we know,
you'll never forget
when something like that fucking happens, there are details that stick in your fucking head
forever.
that you can't get out of your head, and you're like, why am I remembering that one pencil over there in the
Yeah, you're right.
Everything around you is blowing up, and you, all you can think of is that blue pencil that was sitting in the cup on the random
Yeah, you're correct.
Anyway, several men in camouflage BDUs, heavily armed, wearing body armor, yelled commands at me, pointing military-grade weapons at my head while sprinting toward me. They acted as if they were arresting an ISIS terrorist cell or a jihadist instead of an unarmed patriot walking to get a breakfast sandwich. Oh, the hell's wrong with me? Early in the morning in Manhattan, I know it's wrong. I've got a jacked up sinus and it impairs my breathing. They ordered me to lie down, secure my hands with zip ties, and told me to stand up. They placed a COVID-19 N95 mask on my face. Glancing over my shoulder, I spotted a young blonde woman on the ground floor apartment. Her expression was chilling, with one of the most wicked, sinister smiles I have ever encountered. There's another detail that you only remember in shit like this.
Yeah.
She was holding her cell phone, filming me with one hand, while her other hand was poised near her mouth, twisted into a Cheshire cat-like grin.
Something tells me that woman needs help.
These people, a lot of people enjoyed watching the J6ers go down. They really were buying into the narrative that the Capitol was laid siege to and there was a violent rebellion that was put down. It's the whole experience of people's lives are typically insignificant. They don't go out and they don't do shit. They don't get involved. They don't mostly don't even leave their damn town or city, let alone do any of the shit that you and I have done.
Yep.
So when they get a chance to get a little bit part on the big stage, they jump at it. And this was their big chance to reject the rebellion and be disgusted with these individuals. They're the background singers in the opera that are singing in the choir while the main guys are doing their little bits.
Yeah.
It's like that. That's exactly what it is. But they've got their little part. They've got their part in the play, and that's important. Mostly they need to be beaten with bats.
Well, one can only hope.
So get this. FBI staging the safely stored firearms and ammo in the middle of the street for a photo op. Couldn't imagine why anybody would be smiling at something like this. Despite my distress, they drove me to the FBI building in downtown Manhattan. There, they processed me into their database, took my fingerprints, scanned my retinas, collected a urine sample. I don't know that I'd be able to piss at a time like that. And then led me to the interrogation room. Prior to this, when they had him there, they tossed the apartment and took his lawfully owned weapons and things and laid it all out into the street, where everybody could see it.
Yeah, and I you know what? I would like to get
obvious that propaganda act.
First of all, hang on. If you have FBI agents doing propaganda photo shoots like that and leaking information to the media, they need to be fired.
Yep. None of that can be entered into. Oh, I need to tell him that. Yeah. None of that can be entered into evidence. You can't enter that into evidence. You've corrupted it.
Yeah.
Because everybody saw it.
Well, for one, it's a chain of custody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like, what kind of shit is it? I mean, fuck.
I just told you it's all been exposed.
Yeah.
That's why in a case, only the participants, the prosecution and the defense get to see stuff like that. And the judge, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Until it's time for the trial, and then the jury gets to see that stuff. If you lay everything out in the street like that on purpose, where literally everybody can see it, you have tainted the evidence and the case.
You've also tainted the jury.
Yeah, there's no reasonable expectation of an unbiased jury in that particular case. So, Sam, if you're listening to any of this, that is a point that needs to be brought up. When they laid out all of your belongings in the street where everybody could see them and took pictures that everybody could see, that's tainting the evidence. I forget what the exact specific legal term is, and I'm certain there is one, but I know you need to look into that. That's a bad one.
Also, I'm just curious here. Um, Didn't the Supreme Court overturn a lot of these magazine bans and assault rifle stuff? And
yes, I don't know if they got to the New York City one by that point. We'd have to go back and look at the statutes.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if the Supreme Court has already said that, you know, those laws are unconstitutional, then how the hell is New York City getting away charging them with this shit?
If the Supreme Court has said that the New York statute is unconstitutional, and at this time the city of New York or the state of New York is attempting to bring that charge, he may very well have a case on that point.
And can you actually go after these prosecutors for wrongfully charging people?
I don't have that.
You all right, isn't that called malicious prosecution?
Somebody want to go over there and rub his chest?
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. My scrotum is growing up my neck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is what it is.
You got your balls resting on your clavicle?
Yeah, pretty much. I went and worked out today and I'm a little.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. I don't know enough about criminal law to be able to opine correctly on that, so I am going to decline to opine.
Well, we're not lawyers. I'm just giving.
Clearly.
I'm just saying that's.
I can opine all day. You can give your opinion on anything you want. I just can't sit here and say, yes, this is the law, and here is what you should do. That's lawyering. That's what I can't do. What I can do is say it's my opinion that, based on my former knowledge,
Listen, if we have any attorneys out there who watch the show and want to actually get involved in the patriotic struggle, send us an email to redonkulous12@gmail.com.
We'd love to have you on.
And another thing is, if we have any therapists, head doctors, psychiatrists who watch the show or recommend it to their patients, send us an email, redonkulous12@gmail.com, because we are trying to actually write a grant to get some funding for this show to really ramp it up.
Oh, yeah. I found all the grant writing stuff. I know how to do all that. If anybody knows how to do that, we need the help.
But the thing is, if we have actual psychiatrists and therapists who actually recommend our stuff to their patients for, you know, anti-self-deletion therapy, that would go a long way to helping us secure funding. Yeah. Because we're,
absolutely.
We're running the banner at the bottom of the thing, like we always do. We're getting hammered, demonetized, and it's getting pretty stupid. So, there you go.
Give the speech while we're here. Just do it.
All right. Rip the Band-Aid off. We've been demonetized beyond all rhyme and reason. This show used to make anywhere between $4,000 and $6,000 just on advertising a month, just and YouTube alone. And we've been cut down to roughly 10% of that. Even though if you go to our stuff, they still run the same amount of commercials on everything. They're just cutting us out of the loop. It is what it is. And it's getting to the point of lunacy. And the show is not cheap. It's not free. And, I've been subsidizing this out of my own pocket for about 3 or 4 years now. So it is what it is. That's how much I believe and what I'm doing here and trying to stack numbers on the board is, I'm paying for this out of my own pocket to, keep the logic, reason, and comedy and graveyard humor rolling forward. Because there's so many people out there that just are lost in the sauce. And there's so much talent out there, but they don't give a shit about anyone else. They just care about themselves. And I believe I'm the only fucking comedian on the planet that's actively fighting this. And that's just the way.
Saving lives.
Yeah.
We're basically
560. That's a battalion, an infantry battalion.
It's a reinforced infantry battalion. Yep.
Yeah.
We are unstacking bodies.
Yeah.
But seriously, this isn't about you guys throwing lots of money at us. What we're talking about right here, right now, is I found the grant writing procedures, and a lot of money is being freed up because of the DOGE stuff that's going on. There's a very realistic chance that if we can make the correct case to these grant programs, and there's a lot of them out there, that we could get properly funded. If we get properly funded, there's all kinds of stuff we could do for our brothers. There's all kinds of stuff we could do for our brothers. And this is, you know, both of us, Pop and I both really believe in this. I don't have any reason to be here other than the fact that he saved my life, and I totally believe in the cause. I mean, other than that.
Did I save your life twice?
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went down the shit. I was in the shitter when I reconnected with you, and homeless with an 8-year-old daughter. And then after I had a complete failure of all systems, and you happened to be there at the right time and kept me from unplugging from the Matrix.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but seriously, what we're looking at is the grant thing. So if anybody knows any doctors, therapists, lawyers, anything like that, that can help us and write some recommendations, it goes a long fucking way, man.
Yeah.
Goes a long way, because we have proof. We're the only veterans organization that I know of that can prove that we save lives. I have. Does anybody else know anybody out there? Do you know anybody out there
that's keeping an active record? No.
Keeping an active record and is able to demonstrate that, yes, we're, you know.
And I'm going to be honest, that number 560, you know, I'm very conservative with that number because I did not accurately, meticulously keep count in the
That's a humbling number, man. It's a humbling number, straight up.
Yeah.
Let's get back in the sauce here.
All right, sorry.
That's okay. We went down the road. I'm going to actually blow this up a little bit so we can see it a little bit better. So he's in the interrogation room. The lead agent entered at and I immediately recognized her from the day of my arrest. Her name is Catherine Angelo. I remember her peering out from behind the Joint Terrorism Task Force members, smirking as I was taken into custody at gunpoint. Simultaneously, they began completely destroying my friend's apartment where I was temporarily staying while I was researching a red state to move to after the lockdowns, the Floyd riots, and democracy policy decisions had destroyed any possibility of me living in New York City. They also destroyed my truck and all of my possessions, which were in the truck. Hmm. And they'll do that deliberately when they're doing a grudge bust. They'll just wreck everything you own. They'll destroy everything you own. And
they call it taking you for a ride.
And then they get off on, quote, qualified immunity. Oh, we were just searching his property. And it's obvious what they were doing.
Yep.
So, in American history, there's never been a JTTF, FBI, NYPD, or any federal raid conducted for a misdemeanor, which is what he was arrested on. Apart from the January 6 cases, has there ever been an armed search and arrest warrant issued for misdemeanors of any kind? My charges were under 18 U.S. Code 1752 for disorderly conduct and entering and remaining on unrestricted grounds. To put that in simple language, he was arrested for trespassing on federal grounds.
Correct. Now, hang on. Go ahead. I have had some run-ins with the law in the past, and typically for low-level shit like that, they call you on the phone and go, "Hey, you need to come in." Mm-hmm. And like, if you're not a criminal and what have you, you call your attorney, and you go take your happy ass down there, and you wait for your attorney to show up.
The depending on the township, city, or rural area, they might send a car by for something like that. Mm-hmm. But it would be like a guy shows up and he's like, "Well, you know, we really like you to come down to the station for a minute and blah, blah, blah." But nothing like this.
No. Like when I had the FBI looking into my shit after the 2020 election.
Yeah.
They were calling my circle of friends. And one of them called me and said, "Hey, I just got a call from the FBI. They're asking about you." And I'm like, "Give me their fucking number right now." I called them on the phone and I'm like, "Hey, I'm getting out in front of this. You got time?" They're like, yeah. I'm like, told them where to meet them. I went fucking sat down. We had like an hour and 10 minute talk. And that was it. That was it.
Yeah. They had come to me the year prior to that. And I laughed at them and told them to go away. Because they were there, it was obviously a fishing expedition. They had nothing. They couldn't say anything clear. Everything was general questions. And I was at that point, I was like, "You have a warrant? No. Okay. Bye."
No.
I know you've seen my military record. Yeah, I know. So go away.
But you know, I'm not trying to make enemies with anyone. That's why I went and talked with them. But they're like, "Yeah, we heard you're trying to raise an army to overthrow the government." And I'm like, "All right, stop right there. say it again real slow, because sometimes stupid doesn't stick on the first pass.
That's awesome.
And they all started laughing, and I'm like, all right, what's going on here?
Raising an army. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Redonkulous Regiment sounds like a threatening upstate militia that is in the deep woods there.
Well, I was putting together a prepper group.
So what? It's not against law.
I gave it a offensive name. So, and apparently people didn't take it kindly. So it is what it is.
You probably upset a blue hair in a cubicle somewhere.
Maybe.
Is my guess on that one there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Sam says, I consulted Grok and Google's AI, which indicated that the typical procedure for issuing misdemeanor charges involves a summons, which is exactly what you just said.
Yep.
Generally, an agent or process server delivers a summons to the defendant, requiring them to appear in a court to address the charges. Before January 6th, a full militarized raid on somebody's home for a misdemeanor charge had never occurred and should never occur. It is one of the biggest flags that this is bullshit here. What was done to him. It is absolutely, absolutely insane. This is the clear Stasi.
Yeah, and listen, every single one of those FBI agents needs to be given their walking papers.
They need to be given their walking papers, and every supervisor above them for three levels up needs to be brought up on charges.
Yes.
Because that is a clear abuse of power.
It is.
Absolutely color of law. They made up their own rules, and they executed those while pretending to be FBI agents. That's absolutely fucking color of law.
But here's another thing that's really infuriating, is that qualified immunity is really, it's really hard to get federal, you know, law enforcement on that. Like city and county and state law enforcement, you have maybe a 20 to 30%.
I think most of America is done hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think most of America is done hearing that. We're through with this qualified immunity thing. These federal supervisors need to be brought up on very serious charges, to include, in several cases, sedition. That's an entirely different show. I can make a case for sedition against most of the upper-level management of most of the federal criminal organizations.
Like, when I was doing research for the links for this show, every single individual that has been arrested, prosecuted, their name is on a wiki page. I would like to see every law enforcement individual involved in this, you know, Stasi horse shit, have their names put on a wiki page as well. So we can all like know who did what to who.
I'll build me a Death Star. I'll build one of those damn Death Stars that I build. The maps.
Yeah.
The hyper involved maps that shows everybody.
Yeah.
We need to start doing that. I don't have a lot of social media accounts for a reason. Uh-huh. It is an old habit. I did have Facebook until like 2012, and I'm like, why am I using this? I really need to not be
here.
I don't even have like a LinkedIn or anything like that. I just don't use those things. I don't need them.
But here's the thing, is, you know, the FBI leaked all kinds of shit in regards to Trump and other people to the press. You know, turn around is fair play.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm pretty sure there are some people that work within those organizations that are highly patriotic that could easily.
I'm absolutely 110% certain there are. I know of at least four or five, several during the incidents surrounding these events that we're looking at this evening. We're actually close to the circles that we were participating in.
But here's my thing, though. It's these individuals who've been caught up in this January 6th stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Their names have been drugged through the mud.
Yes.
They've been publicly shamed and basically had their lives trashed. I think it's totally fair to have the agents who were responsible for all that have their names publicly out there as well.
I agree 110%.
I don't want to see any violence or anything.
Look, I thought I had it bad when I had my life destroyed and my reputation ruined over a piece of ass. This is way beyond that. That's what?
That's expensive ass.
It was very expensive. That's millions of dollars at this point.
Yeah.
Because I would have been a contractor and I would have been earning mid to high six digits.
And you'd have a pension by now.
And I would have a pension by now. So yeah, it's a very, very, very expensive incident. Yeah. But it's nothing compared to this. It's nothing compared to the level of betrayal that's in this here. And I was taken down over a piece of poontang. Yeah. This is, these guys' lives were destroyed because we've got a government that's so damn corrupt now. It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm not even talking about FBI. I'm like, all those ATF raids where guys are needlessly shot.
Yes.
Like all of their, all of the agents involved in that need to be, you know, brought to justice.
This guy, Sam's lucky he didn't get fucking shot.
Yeah.
Honest to God, he's lucky he didn't get shot.
Like
they were looking for health problems.
With my health problems, like they get underneath and get in. I wouldn't be able to. I'd have to walk to the wall and put my hands on there because, like, I'm fucked up three ways to Sunday. So, I mean, you know, that's.
I would just have to tell you, you're going to have to give me a minute. It's just going to be slow. I'll do what you want, but it's going to take a minute. Because all I would need is for like my right hip to collapse, so it looks like my body is turning to reach for a weapon or something, and then it'd be
get all smoked.
Done. Yeah,
and this was done for the pure purpose of intimidation.
Yes, this is entirely intimidation, especially the way they took people down in the middle of the street and then laid all of their stuff out in the street afterward. That is absolutely 110% intimidation, which makes it further color of law.
Correct.
Because now you're just doing it to terrify people. So let's get on with Sam's story here. If law enforcement conducts a raid on someone's home for a misdemeanor and it's later proven that the action was tainted by police misconduct, you're at fruit of the poisonous tree. Several constitutional rights might be violated. No, Sam, several constitutional rights have been violated. Yeah, there's no might here, man. You've got this dead nuts on, I'm telling you. Fourth Amendment, protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. Fourth Amendment states the right of the people to be secure their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Shall is an important word. Shall not be violated. No warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. The state of New York had no probable cause and issued no warrants against Sam, but they're trying him for things found by a federal raid. Supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That never happened. A raid without a legitimate basis, especially one influenced by misconduct, could be deemed as unreasonable search and seizure. It is deemed unreasonable search and seizure. It is also fruit from the poisonous tree. None of that evidence can be submitted. Misconduct such as planting evidence, lying to secure a warrant, or executing a warrant with excessive force or outside its scope would directly contravene this amendment. I don't believe that in the conversation that I had with Sam that the state of New York had any warrants against him.
Yeah.
They charged him ex post facto. If his case gets tossed, the state of New York must toss it also, and he's been pardoned. So state of New York now doesn't have a leg to stand on. They should be backing off of him at this point. We'll see.
Because they're fucking up by the numbers. They're literally running the compensation clock on this guy by harassing him further.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. 14th Amendment due process clause. This is a tricky one because the 14th Amendment is the clause that also created birthright citizenship, which was put in after the Civil War, obviously. I found documentation from 1967 that a lot of this is probably unconstitutional, the 14th Amendment itself, that is to say. Also, the Congress that put this into play, that ratified the 14th Amendment, right?
Yeah.
Was the puppet Congress that Washington, D.C. installed in the southern states after the war was lost and all of the Confederate government was disbanded. So these weren't even legitimately elected representatives in this Congress that supposedly passed the 14th. So there's a good argument that the 14th is an illegitimate amendment. At any rate, The due process clause of the 14th Amendment ensures that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. This clause is an expansion of the Fifth Amendment, which guarantees these things, but in this clause, it specifies the state may not. That means one of the 50 CONUS states.
Yep.
Misconduct that leads to an unjust raid could be seen as a violation of procedural due process where the individual is not treated according to the law or is subjected to arbitrary actions. By the way, the things that I'm stating right now, and I may misstate some of them, I realize that, but are based off of actual knowledge from actual cases that have already been decided.
Yeah.
Also, I sat down and did the homework on.
Also, these, like, law enforcement